Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, will resume cross-examining the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejua Ferejan, today. Mr. Addison could not cross-examine Dr. Ferejan because counsel for the EC, James Kwasi Aidan, requested time to scrutinize a set of pink sheets presented to him by the petitioners. The court had to rise earlier than usual to enable the respondent to examine the pink sheets the petitioners will cross-examine Dr. Ferejan on. Mr. Addison could not complete his cross-examination of Dr. Ferejan following the insistence by the respondent that they do not have many of the pink sheets he intended to use. His cross-examination was therefore adjourned to enable KPMG to establish pink sheets filed by the petitioners. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Contrary to expectations that the work of international accounting firm KPMG would resolve the controversy over the exact number of unique pink sheets filed, it would seem that the report has left more doubt in the mind of many. It is still not clear which pink sheets are common to all the parties. When the day's proceedings began, lead counsel for the EC, James Kwasi Aidan, informed the court that he was served with some bundles of pink sheets which he needed to verify before they could be used to cross-examine Dr. Afarejan. However, lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, told the court that he did not intend to touch on the pink sheets at that time. He then raised some concerns about the KPMG report.
My lord, the KPMG report indicated that there was a total unique count from the registered set of 8,675 pink sheets. Now, KPMG indicated further that they have excluded from the count 1,545 pink sheets, which they claim did not have one or other qualifications, such as a polling station name, polling station code, exhibit number. Now, the reason for the exclusion of this 1,545, the first one is NPN, meaning there is no polling station name. And it is our respectful contention that if there is no polling station name, the polling station code can be used to identify a pink sheet. The second one is NPC, no polling station code. Again, if the code is not there, the polling station name can be used to determine the polling station code. The third one, UPN, unclear polling station name. If it is unclear, the polling station code, again, can be used to determine which polling station it is.
The respondents, however, also expressed concern about Mr. Addison's comments. Lead counsel for the NDC, Chachi Chikata, said it is not accurate that the KPMG report vindicated the position of the petitioners regarding the number of pink sheets they filed.
It is clear in the report that every sheet filed and part of the registrar's set has been captured and counted. It is clear. And appendices 8.2.1 to 8.2.24, which is the main body of the report, shows that they've been counted. They are part of the 13,900 and something. Well, my lords, respectfully, our position is that these sheets have been counted. They are part of the 13,000. What KPMG also further testified about was as to certain tests they did, for instance, regarding what are the unique polling station codes within the entire set of 13,000. And in respect of that count, they indicated that where things were illegible, they took them out for the test. In other words, the test that they did in order to see how many unique polling station codes or how many unique exhibit numbers. In regard to those tests, yes, they said they excluded those where those unclarities and things that were illegible were. But my lords, respectfully, I'm a little bit concerned at what counsel for the petitioners is seeking to do this morning. Because counsel for the petitioners keep saying the report vindicates them. If the report vindicates them, then we should just proceed and let their vindication be a matter of address to the court. But having said the report vindicates them, then they go on to say there are things hanging in respect of the report.
After arguments back and forth, the court held that Mr. Addison, could cross-examine Dr. Afarejan on any pink sheet captured by the KPMG report, whether the respondents have them or not. The court then went on an early lunch break to allow the respondents to have enough time to cross-check the pink sheet. But when the court resumed after about 2 hours, counsel for the EC, James Kwashi Aiden, informed the court that they have detected some anomalies on the pink sheet vis-à-vis the KPMG report and that they needed more time to verify them. In view of this, the court adjourned the day's proceedings to the following day.
Bubu Klinogo reporting.